At the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana, most students leave town for the summer, but there are plenty of people left to put on a sizable 4th of July parade. There seem to be more flags and red, white, and blue decorations this year, and with the attacks of September 11th less than a year in the past, the crowd's support for such patriotic displays seems more heartfelt. But one of the parade floats is not decorated in red, white, and blue, and it receives little applause.
Sing for yourselves! Use your brains! Sing for yourselves!
This parade unit is sponsored by a local group called AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort. Member Ricky Baldwin uses a big drum to produce a slow galley slave rhythm he says represents the beat of war.
We'll be on the back of this trailer, and there'll be some folks there all reading various mainstream newspapers in time with the beat of war to symbolize the way the mainstream media is going along with the beat of war. And following those will be a bunch of people with various kinds of instruments doing what, you know, all kinds of improvisational stuff. So the idea is you don't have to go along with the beat of war. You can do your own thing.
The AWARE float is meant to be a foot in the door, so to speak, for the concept that the war on terrorism at home and abroad is a mistake. Parade spectator Tracy Hogan from nearby Rantoul doesn't like what he sees.
It's unfortunate that we're here in America and we have the right for people to voice the different opinions, and we got people who are sitting here who have given their lives, given their limbs, and things like that, so that they can have that right to disrespect the country. If they don't like it, they can leave it, but you don't see any of them wanting to leave.
Most of East Central Illinois is conservative and Republican, but as a college town, Champaign-Urbana has enough left and far left leaning people to support an alternative community radio station, a chapter of the Green Party, and other groups. AWARE formed in the weeks following September 11th. Susan Parenti, one of the group's founding members, says at first it was hard to convince people who shared her views to speak out.
They were like, no, we can't irritate people, they're going to call us terrorists. Now it looks like people are back in full swing.
While members of AWARE have protested free of government intervention, many suspected the worst after the arrest of local activist Ahmed Bensouda last May. Bensouda, who's from the United Arab Emirates, was accused of overstaying his student visa. He was released on bond 1 month later. But until then, supporters were troubled by initial difficulties communicating with Bensouda in jail and the sight of him in chains as federal agents escorted him to his home in Urbana to pick up personal effects. Brooke Adams worked with Bensouda in the Progressive Action Resource Cooperative, or PRC, another local group protesting the government's war on terrorism. Although the Justice Department says he was treated like any other visa violation case, Adams is among those who believe the government targeted Bensouda because of his Arab background and because he was active on campus in pro-Palestinian causes.
Everyone knows some people who have come from other countries, from Canada or from Britain or whatnot, and who have technical visa violations, but they aren't dragged one day away by the FBI or the INS or be held in chains or not be allowed to make a phone call for days.
The Bensouda arrest provided a local context for Champaign-Urbana residents already opposed to the government's response to the 9/11 attacks. Carl Esterbrook is a longtime commentator in Champaign-Urbana's alternative media and a Green Party candidate for Congress. He subscribes to the view that the September 11th attacks are crimes, not acts of war, and their instigators should be pursued as criminals under international law. Esterbrook says that's an approach the U.S. has thwarted by its longtime resistance to a meaningful international legal system.
This settled policy of the American government, Republican, Democrat, not to be subject to international law, meant that the Bush administration was unwilling to go to the Security Council and say we have here what is an international police matter, and we should follow international law in apprehending the culprits of September 11th, which of course they didn't do anyhow. No, instead they launched a war on a country which we had destroyed 20 years before. This is hypocrisy, and people know it.
Not everyone on the left accepts this argument. Todd Gitlin, A New York-based writer on the media and society has written about those he calls anti-war absolutists, who can't accept that even a superpower has a responsibility to take action when its people are attacked. Gitlin says that's led to the argument that the September 11th terrorists should be pursued through international court, an idea he believes just won't work.
There was no real court. There is no police force. There is, in short, no world state to enforce law. And therefore, to claim that there was a reasonable legal response, which would not be military, was disingenuous, was a way of shrugging off the enormity, the awfulness, the criminality of what had happened.
Brooke Adams of the PRC says she respects a lot of Gitlin's writing, but not in this case. She says the Bush administration's policies are just bad ideas, and you don't need a viable alternative to criticize a bad idea.
I think that it's hard for the everyday citizen to put forward a very clear alternative to war. I think it is enough for everyday people to sound their opposition and to push our leaders to be creative in the ways in which they respond to crises of this matter. And especially right after September 11th, I think people's main concern is, let's not create the kind of carnage in Afghanistan that the terrorists created in our land. And of course, that's exactly what we did.
Some members of AWARE worried that their 4th of July parade float would provoke a violent response from some in the crowd, but the actual reaction was more restrained. Maya Bauer rode in the AWARE parade unit dressed as a beauty queen, complete with a tiara and a sash that proclaimed her to be Miss Information. She got a good look at the spectators from her perch on an open convertible that carried a sign reading, "You are being lied to."
A lot of people who would look at us and see us and smile and nod and clap and say things like, yeah, that's right, and things like that. But then there were people who weren't very happy that we were there.
What did they do?
Some of them cursed, some of them threw things or booed, or they're rather inappropriate.
Inappropriate or not, members of AWARE succeeded in protesting the war on terrorism in Champaign-Urbana's Independence Day parade without major incident. Afterward, hot, tired, but fulfilled, they did what many Americans did on the 4th of July. They held a picnic. I'm Jim Meadows.